All right, good afternoon, everybody. Good morning, good evening, whatever time you're tuning in on this Wednesday webinar. Thanks for allowing me to move it from yesterday. Was teaching at the Science and Technology High School. A lot of fun. And I actually got to teach a whole bunch of physics. So it was a lot of fun dealing with distance and displacement and vectors and scalar quantities and I had a lot of fun yesterday. Okay, today we are continuing with our ongoing page builder exploration webinar. Now, during the pre-show, maybe right at the end of it, ask the question, which page builders do I like better? I have my preferences and I kind of had, there is a ranking in it. Basically at the top of the tier, I have a lot of light love for Beaver Builder and Zion Builder for the specific purpose of how accessible it is to PHP users. Because there are other, page builders that are very accessible to JavaScript users, or there are page builders that are, hey, we've got the entire ecosystem for you. You don't have to go anywhere else. Things like Elementor and Divi, those are things that they've got their own ecosystem. And basically, if you love how Elementor does something or Divi, you probably don't need very many other plugins because you can do it all the Elementor way or all the Divi way. You don't need anything else. And so I'm partial towards Beaver Builder and Zion Builder. The other answer to that question is, at the end of this series, I will give you kind of an actual ranking. Again, it will be subjective because it also depends on whether you are simply looking for landing page creation help or whether you are looking to build sites for clients that don't really blog, or maybe you are creating sites for clients that do blog. That answer, figuring out who you are building a site for or how you build sites, will answer the question, hey, which page builder should I use? And so that's a perfect segue for what we're going to look at today. And several years ago, I came across WP Page Builder when Themium was just getting into the idea. And this was like 3-4 years ago. It was brilliant. What they put together was awesome. But their development cycle has not been as fast as some of the other page builders. Partly because right now, Themium is the old, I'm going to call it an old school page builder, or you could call it a landing page creator. It's not going to have tons of dynamic content. It's not going to create single post pages, archive post pages, that type of stuff. It is simply a page builder. And we're going to take a look at that here. Now, it's fast. It's very accessible in terms of users getting started with this. But because they don't have any actual page building or actual theme building functionality taking the place of a theme, this is not going to be a very long webinar. So you can learn a little bit more about this by going to Themium or simply searching for WP Page Builder. And yes, that is the name of their plugin, the most generic page building plugin name out there, WP Page Builder. We are given, there's a lot of upsell here, but if I can summarize this page builder, it is just a bunch of blocks, a bunch of pre-built designs, and a row layout system that you can manage. You can learn a little bit more about this, but I think the best way for us to dive into this is simply jump into a web page that has this. So when you install WP Page Builder, and again, I'm not going to the premium one because the premium is simply going to add additional what they call blocks, which you'll see in just a moment. Basically what Elementor would call elements, Beaver Builder would call modules. You have a very simple settings page. You'll notice how there's nothing here about Oh, do you want to create an archive page or a search page or a 404 page not found? Do you want a maintenance? All that stuff is not part of this. It's simply which post type, even the custom post types, this blocks is part of Voce Press. What thing do you want to allow Page Builder to work with? What is your content width? What is your gutter? That's what all you have. Now, the bed, one good thing that I give to them, they were one of the first page builders to do this, is the ability to write all the CSS that they generate, auto-generate for the design into either a file or dump it into the header. So that's the settings. That's it. How you access the page builder is old school. Why? Because we go to a page, add a new page. I'm going to call this one my muffin landing page. And I'm going to go ahead and we'll make it easy on this page builder because we will actually get rid of the sidebar and make the container go full width. I could come over here and grab my page builder theme template if I wanted to, or you can use, they include their own page builder template, which should give you a blank canvas. But for now, we're just going to use the default template because we've already gotten rid of the sidebar with Voce Press. Then we come up here. You have a button that says Edit with Page Builder. So when we edit with Page Builder, we are presented with a traditional page builder area. Oh, because I didn't save, we still have this. So let me go back just to, let's just, let me restore the backup. Boom, boom. Let me publish this to make it simpler. There. Now we can edit. There we go. All right. Just wanted to make sure I had the, basically our header and our footer is handled by the theme. So we are presented with a very basic setup for building our page. And that's where we can create rows or pre-designed layouts. Now that's the difference. Layouts is what WP Page Builder refers to as a pre-designed set of elements. Blocks are pre-designed blocks. Add-ons are those individual pieces or elements or modules like other page builders would have. The library, and this is where it gets kind of weird, is the library is something that you have designed and saved. Layouts is something that the plugin has pre-built for you. There's a lot. And then tools are just import, export. So in one sense, if all you're doing is creating a landing page for clients and they just need a new landing page, a sales page, a something, you don't have to redesign the whole site. This plugin, this page builder might work for you because on your own website or on a standalone dev server, you can create a layout, a design. You can build it, then export it directly from here. It will give you a file. You can then take it to the client site. You go add a new page, come in here to import, and all the work you had done on another site or dev site will import. We probably won't walk through that, but it's made everything in a simpler way to move design, move structure, rather than having to import an entire system like some of the other page builders that are out there. All right, so let's come back over here and click this so we can close that. Okay, so when we add a row, don't worry, try not to get too frustrated. Sometimes with page builders, if it offers you too many choices, we're going to get frustrated. Well, what it's trying to do is, okay, how are we going to split this row? Some of this does not make sense at all. Why? Because I can say, okay, I want one row. Perfect. You got one row. But what about one fourth? But that means one fourth is here. And then why did it split this way? Notice how there isn't really a, I don't see a differentiation. If I come over here to one sixth, okay, I can understand that. That's six blocks, but you guys see what's going on? I don't quite understand how this is option. I mean, I can understand if I go half and half, but what's the difference between this half and this half? Like if I click this one versus this one, if I click this one third, okay, I get that. Notice that there, it's just, there's a design, there's a CSS, there's a, either a, maybe there should be a hover that splits these up for you, because it doesn't, this is, doesn't make any sense. All right, so let me close that. Now, nice thing about this is you have a very responsive hover to find the location which you are going to design, move, layout, drag and drop, whatever. Because the green is basically your row structure. When I get a little bit closer, this is that element area and it turns blue. Very similar to how Divi uses color schemes. Zion also uses some color scheme to know which area you're in. But I can easily see this. Now, the nice thing about this is it's also something similar that Zion Builder does. When you are hovering over a row, you'll notice how that when I hover at different, as long as I'm not turning it blue, if I'm hovering and it's been green, my arrow, my cursor has changed to something that all of a sudden I can adjust and move. And again, you can't go negative because you can't overlap something, but I can now adjust my margin padding. And then I can click a lock so that if I, well, that was weird. If I lock, it shouldn't also move. Okay, so maybe there's another issue there. Let me unlock it for some reason. Okay. Now, we have a similar thing where we can drag the row, we can get into the settings, and we pull the settings. Notice how it didn't open up this area. It just highlighted it. So I'm going to bring over here again. Interesting. No row setting found. I wonder if we have an issue here. All right. Well, maybe when we add something to it. But I'm going to go ahead and make life a little bit easier. Let's get rid of a bunch of these. I'm just going to delete by hovering over. I just want a single row to get started. Okay. So now that we're in here, again, we can also no library data. Basically, there's nothing going on here for this until we add something. So why in the world? No library data. One second. There it is. All right. So that was really weird. I was stuck. I needed to get back to this row. All right. So we have add-ons for, they call them add-ons. These are the blocks, these or elements for WP Page Builder. If I come in here and I say, all right, let's just add a testimonial, drag it. I can figure out where to drop it. Boom. This is where now the settings open up. We have some pre-made layouts. We can put our information in here. You have alignment. And at every single point, the responsiveness is a primary part of WP Page Builder. So right there on the screen, your responsive adjustment is always happening. So when I click here, notice how over on the settings, it also changed the alignment so that I know that if I'm in this area, anything I change over here is there. Now, that's true of the other page builders, but some of the page builders we have looked at don't always highlight in the settings area what your display is on. So I like that they do that. I know Elementor does this, Beaver Builder does it. Not every one of them does it. We can come over to the style, and everything is broken down. It's basically their own version of the customizer. That's how it is laid out in terms of tabs and basically an accordion-based editing area. I can see this in my advanced. I have lots. This is where we're going to have lots and lots of our designs. So there's aspects that Zion Builder, in terms of how Zion Builder goes so in depth and gives you full control of CSS through point and click. WP Page Builder does do this as well in terms of having border radiuses. We can have a border radius. Well, let's make it bigger. 25. So there's our curve. But the really cool thing is they even have a hover border radius so that when you hover, notice, see how that moves. Watch this low corner. It's easiest to see. You can actually see, and it includes an animation. We didn't have to figure that out. We didn't have to go over and time it. We can do things like that and look at the animation, but notice how just the border radius with the hover, there's no animation enabled. I can look at the responsiveness, hide it on different items, display, how do we want to display it, and here's our custom CSS. And it uses a similar system like Zion Builder where we can just use a selector so I don't have to know what this div class is or this ID. All right. So with this structure, this is what you've got. I can build a page, or I can come in here and let's just delete this. Let's delete this. Let's go to our layouts. And I can start to say, all right, on the free, again, there's some pro versions. These are with the add-on to pay to go bigger. I can look at this and say, all right, here is my item. Nice thing about their design structure, I can click on different categories. I have different clients, maybe some corporate stuff. I can sort through here. And again, most of these are pro, so I'll just stay up here. But I can look at the insurance. I have a home page. I have an about page, or I have a service page. I can look at this and say, you know what? I don't need anything like this. Let's go back to my technology. Is there a free technology one? Let's get rid of the business. All right, let's grab this one. All right, there's an about page. Okay, I like the about page. So I can just import this about page. It imports just that. It doesn't import the entire site design. So it gives me this. I'm ready to go. I hover. I can now click on different items, and you'll notice how this is called a person. See, there's a person block here. That's what made this. And we have different designs on this. All right. So the other thing we can do, what the layout is. The other thing is we have pre-designed blocks. So I'm going to open this and add in a row just below that. And in this row, let's go ahead and add in a block. So what type of block do you want? Here are pre-made content blocks. Go back here. Here's call to actions, pricing tables, features. All right, let's look at this feature preview. We look at the feature. Actually, I didn't want to preview that like that. So let's go back. So I can then drag this in. Now notice how I can't drag it into one of these blocks, the rows that I created. That's because blocks come pre-made with rows already defined, which means I can't add it to a row. There's no embedding inside of a row. So if I don't want this one, I close this, then I can come to my block and say, all right, where's my feature? Let's drag this. And notice how I just drop it. It's a drag and drop. Boom. It put it in there. It's all designed. It's all taken care of. So whereas WP Page Builder makes it really easy to quickly design things with pre-designed templates or those, as they call them, layouts or blocks, predefined, and you have the ability to just jump in here and add. Notice how I can't really add unless I'm adding into a row. We have some very simple form things. Yes, you can connect to contact form or WeForms, but you can't connect to any of the larger form plugins. You can use their own form where you're just basically going to fill out a form as an email, and then maybe you have a button. So it's some very basic systems. So with the very basic systems, that's all we can do with this plugin. It's nice. It's easy. Previews are here. I see it in real time. It's like a souped up version of the customizer. But that's it. There's no way to assign this to a template to create an alternative theme variation or create theme template files. I can do things like post grids, and the post grid allows us to do a very simple type of a query, but you're just pulling things from the posts. Yes, you can come in here to the advanced query and select a page, but notice how you can't select multiple. I can't select two different post types. I could create a simpler post query, but that's it. I can't assign this to show up in an archive page. I would have to use other plugins that allow you to assign WordPress pages to archive pages. I would have to have a way to use the new WordPress template system, the template creator in Gutenberg, but then I won't get access to this. So it is very limited if you want to do anything more than just simple page design or landing pages. And that is WP Page Builder. There's no actual theme building. The real difference in the pro version is more designs, more pre-designed blocks. Most of this other stuff is not, I don't think, enough of a push to pro. But that's where we are. It's not a very expensive page builder. It's something easy to teach a client to use. So if you have a client who simply wants to be able, maybe they are a nonprofit, they don't want to pay you for their quarterly event pages, but they have an intern who they want something there. You could put this page builder on and assign that page builder just to a certain area. I think there are better ways to do it. I think there are ways that you could create pre-designed templates for the client to just choose, and then they can edit a few things. But that's where we are with this page builder. It is basically the old school, the old way of doing page building with a bunch of designs, but they have not moved forward with where WordPress is. So let me ask you guys, do you have any questions about this? Yeah, we're trying to cover as many of the page builders that are currently out there so that we can weed out what you should even spend any time thinking about. And partly, I want you to be aware is because I'm pretty sure we will see this type of a plugin on AppSumos and other types of places. And now you know that unless they make major improvements, there are plenty of other options that work way better for what most developers need. And now you have an answer to anybody who asks you about it, or if a client says, hey, I've got this, can you do something for me? So take care. Hope you have a great rest of the day. We're going to take a look at another page builder tomorrow. And this page builder tomorrow is called Themify Builder. And when you see Themify Builder, you will be like, huh, that looks like Divi. Or that feels like Divi. All right. So take care. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for joining me for this quick little look. I hope it helps seeing the truth about different items. Take care. and I'll talk to you guys later.